From the top floor of Nehru Center, a cylindrical tower built in the 1970s to house a museum, a planetarium, a science institute, several exhibit halls and lecture rooms, one can look down on the black and blue plastic sheets that represent roofing of the Havel community below. Satish Sahani, chief executive of the Nehru Center, says the economic boom has increased the purchasing power of many Indians. However, he adds, the shortage of housing has become severe.
One of our problems has been where our gains have not come to be so obvious as they should be is the population explosion. If you continue to have this type of population growth, no amount of development would be able to match it. That has been our failure, our inability to do something about population control.
More than 16 million people are born in India every year, which is like adding the entire population of Australia to it annually. The impoverished farmers coming to cities in search of jobs add to the housing problem. But Satish Sahani of the Nehru Center says the lack of housing is not necessarily a sign of poverty.
Take the case of Bombay. You will see buildings, huge buildings, and side by side you will see slums. But if you say that these people dwelling in these slums are poverty-stricken, I would not agree with that. Those people, many of the slums you will find, they have refrigerators, they have TVs, they have other facilities too. But what they do not have is the space to build a house. But their earning capacity in Mumbai is much more than what their earning capacity would be if they were going back to their village.
Satish Sahani notes that India is becoming less poor. Just over 26% of people live below the poverty line compared to more than half of the population in the 1970s. Retired government official Vapala Balachandran says the economic boom has resulted in some visible improvements in India, but it has also caused some setbacks.
Now, for example, 20 years ago, the mainstay of Bombay used to be the textile sector. There used to be about 60-70 textile mills. It used to be called the Manchester of India. Now, what has happened is that with the churning out of the economy, edging out of the unprofitable industries, those textile industry is practically dead, with the effect that all those millions of workers who are depending upon the traditional sector like textiles, they are unemployed.
Still, says Mr. Balachandran, many people have been able to adjust to the new economic reality, and the last decade has seen a growing middle class in India.